right here on BBC WM. 7:17 it is right now. Youth workers and teachers in Birmingham say they're worried we could see a repeat of this summer's riots because of cuts to services to young people. Nearly a third of people arrested in our region during those riots were under the age of 18. Has it tarnished the reputation of young people, though? Are they now all being effectively painted with the same brush because of the actions of the mindless few during those riots 100 days ago? Well, as part of the budget cuts the Birmingham City Council is proposing, is cutting more than £600,000 it gives to voluntary organisations. One of those organisations is the Stonehouse Gang Youth Group, which is based in Selly Oak in Birmingham, and it's run by Leslie Franklin, who joins me in the studio this morning. Leslie, thanks for coming into BBC Dublin this morning. Is there enough for kids to do? The suggestion there from those we spoke in Perry Beaches is that there isn't.
I don't think there is so much for them to do now. All services have been cut. We're fortunate as Stonehouse Gang to still be able to offer our services. But year on year, we've had our government cut by £20,000. And we are very worried about how we can find that sort of money. But
why should we be funding organisations that find stuff for kids to do? I remember as a kid, no one organised what I had to do in my spare time. You played football, you played cricket, you rode your bike. That's what you did. Right? You didn't have to go down, didn't have to go to some centre where some organisation that had been funded voluntarily or otherwise or by the council had organised something for you to do.
I think it's our job to offer opportunities and also to nurture young people to play. I think today's society doesn't allow them to go off on bikes and play in parks. You know, parents now, rightly or wrongly, are look much more now for organisations to do that job for them.
Right. So what was it you actually do at the Stonehouse Gang Youth Project?
What do we do?
Yeah.
Offer lots of... Well, we're open 5 nights a week. We're open many weekends. We're a youth club. It's a safe place to go.
So you go and there's what? There's video games, football?
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Every Friday we go to Power League and that's the seniors. You know, they love their football.
Mm. You must have known, though, with all the cuts that were coming, that you'd be hit. Everyone's taken the hit at the
moment.
Yes. You'd have
We knew it was coming. And we will carry on. We are desperately trying not to cut our services. Mm. You know, we're looking at this moment now to find, you know, 20 people that will give us £1,000 or 40 people that will give us £500. But that's all right for this year. You know, it's next year and the year after and the year. We've got two minibuses.
You've had a £20,000 cut from the city council. You're running at a deficit of £30,000. How on earth can you keep going like that?
Don't know. You know, that's exactly what, you know, in 2 years' time, we've got a 75th anniversary. We've been here before late 70s, you know, and we'll ride it. You know, we do backpack, we do car wash. The young people are aware, you know, they are prepared to go halfway. They're not in it for nothing. Mm. You know, they will. We've just come back from Germany at the time of the riots. Mm. You know, it cost them £110 to spend the week in Hamelin, to have activities every single day. You know, we had funding for that from kind people, but we also did an awful lot of fundraising ourselves.
And there are many youth leaders out there that of the belief that these cuts could lead to these kids being involved in riots again in the future, or new riots involving more disaffected youth in the future. Are you of that opinion?
I think our young people are a bit demoralised, and, you know, they go to college. It isn't always what they want. They drop out of college and then there's absolutely nothing for them. Yes, I worry that young people are demoralised, but I don't think that's going to set off another set of riots. You know, there are apprenticeships out there, but there isn't as much work as there used to be because there are a lot of people out of work that are older than the young people, and the jobs are going to those.
Okay.
You know, how do you start at 16 and housing market? It's very, very tough out there.
Leslie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Leslie Franklin from the Stonehouse Gang Youth Project in Selly Oak.